Broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Hi, Danielle. It's Ben Crenshaw.
Ben Crenshaw, I love your voice, and thank you so much for opening the show today through Wednesday. So if you're going to go out and play a round of golf, today would be a really good day to do that because it's going to be partly to mostly cloudy, breezy at times, and then scattered showers during the day, numerous showers at night. On the leeward side, a little bit less rain, but not much. And the trades are 15 to 25 miles per hour, so hit it low. The low today, tonight, will be 67 and the high 72 degrees. That is at night. So in between 67 and 72, the real temperature during the day, 80 to 85 degrees. We're starting to feel the heat. And speaking of feeling the heat, we've got a lot of great tee times. Volcano Golf Club has an 8:30, a 9:24, and a 10:48. Now, at Volcano, the volcano, of course, is bubbling, and it's a partly sunny day, and it's about 58 degrees. Really nice. The Blade Runners know they're out on the golf course, and may you hit the sweet spot every time. Poi Pu, there's a 10:30, 11:10, 11:40. The Lost Boys are still lost. They're going to play a round of golf, hopefully find themselves. We've got Kauai Lagoons, a 9:20 and a 10:30. On Oahu, Pearl Country Club has an 8:36, a 9:28, a 10:10. There is, let's see, at Hawaii Kai, an 8:58 and a 10:18. Lovely golf course, right on the ocean. It's really nice. Unless, of course, you go into the ocean, oh dear. Turtle Bay, 8:30, 9:06, 11:30. The Beach Boys are out. And Turtle Bay is much like it, only on the North Shore, right along the ocean. Beautiful views. All right, Royal Hawaiian Country Club. 8:40, 9:06, 11:32, and the Swingin' Skirts are out. May you all hit the sweet spot every time. Eva Beach Golf Course, 8:52, 9:36, 10:48. Bayview, 8:38, 10 o'clock, 11:40. And now we're going to go to Maui. It is the second day after aeration. On the Emerald Course, there's a 9:20, a 9:50, a 10:20. On the blue course, there's a 9:40, an 11:10, an 11:50. On the gold course, there's a 1:10, 1:20, 1:50, and Sherwin-Williams. The entire company is out playing a round of golf. And Tadana and the Miller Group, they're out at Maui Nui. You can play, too. There's an 8:40, a 9:20, and a 9:36. All right, we've got a great lineup for you today. Some of the most interesting people in the world are in the clubhouse this morning. Ron Cyrak, award-winning writer, author of the Vision 54 trilogy. Diana DeLucia, CEO and editor, Golf Kitchen. Steve Pike, award-winning journalist. He travels around the world in search of the best resorts, food, golf, outdoor activities. How did he get that job? Gary Williams is going to wrap up the show, analyst and commentator, Golf Channel, and we'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
The Golf Club is brought to you by Aloha Power Equipment, your landscape superstore. Weed it, whack it, mow it, blow it. We put power at your fingertips. The Honolulu Sign Company, branding banks, shopping centers, businesses, and hotels since 1939. Claude Brousseau, master teaching professional at the Wailea Golf Academy. The Aloha Section PGA, teach your children to play golf, the gift that lasts forever.
Ron Cyrak, award-winning writer, PGA of America Lifetime Achievement in Journalism Award, LPGA Media Excellence Award, Golf Channel contributor, author, Vision 54 Trilogy with Lynn Marriott and Pia Nilsson, including, of course, Play Your Best Golf Now. Doesn't that sound good? Get the book and play your best golf now. Welcome into the clubhouse, Ron.
Danielle, thanks for having me on. Always a pleasure, and greetings from lovely Augusta.
I know. I'm so jealous. I know. No, this is fantastic. And the defending champion is Scottie Scheffler. And I was looking at the leaderboard, and Scottie Scheffler is tied for fifth. What's bothering Scottie?
Well, you know, if I was the rest of the people in the field, I'd be concerned by the fact that he has not played his best golf yet.
No.
I think that if these are his two worst rounds, and all of a sudden his game starts to kick in, then he's going to be a handful for them on the weekend.
Absolutely.
He had an up and down day, but three times when he made bogey, he followed with a birdie on the very next hole. So he knows how to bounce back. He's got the right game and he's got the right attitude for this golf course.
It was interesting though, you know, I think it was yesterday or the day before, we saw him television cameras everywhere. Look, you know, he was talking with someone who was assisting him in his turn and his shoulder, and he didn't look happy. He looked a little frustrated with himself. Did you notice that?
Yeah, and he has been frustrated with himself. He doesn't have his A game. But, you know, that's one of the keys to winning major championships is learning how to win when you don't have your A game. I always thought that's the tragic flaw for Rory McIlroy. I think that when he's got his best stuff, he's the best player in the world, but he doesn't struggle very well. But Scotty's got the right mindset to hang in there when he doesn't have his best game. And you know, look, he's three shots off the lead, and he's not playing anywhere near up to the top of his form, so he'll be a handful. He made a bogey on 18 yesterday, finishing off his round that he just hit a dreadful draw, one of the worst tee shots I've ever seen him hit. Pulled it way left, but that's the fact that he's been all over the place on this golf course and is still only three shots off the lead is that's a warning to the rest of the players.
Yeah, gotcha. Okay. So in his 55 years in journalism, Ron Cyrak has worked more than 150 major golf championships. That is pretty incredible, Ron. You must really feel like you're on the inside. You can feel things coming.
I'm up to, this is my 193rd major and 34th Masters. I think I probably said this to you before, at my age, my role is to remind people that Tiger Woods didn't invent golf and ESPN didn't invent sports. You know, there was a world way back then when people did amazing things.
Did Tiger Woods come over there this time?
No, he is not. He was not here. On Monday they announced that his design firm is going to redo a Muni here, and that his nonprofit foundation is going to be involved with building a STEM learning center in Augusta. Mm-hmm. And that was on Monday. And of course Tuesday was the Champions Dinner, and he wasn't here for either of those things.
Wow, interesting. I somehow thought he'd be there. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know if the recovery from the surgery on his Achilles is progressing slower than we've been told or what, but he hasn't been here and there hasn't been an explanation offered.
That's a very delicate part of your body to bring it back.
Yep.
It's going to want to get real stiff because that's what the body does to protect itself from further damage after healing. And Yeah, that's a hard one. Is Augusta National closed over the summer or over the winter?
Yeah, it's closed from the middle of May to the middle of October. Which is sort of rather amazing. I mean, you know, the opening day party here is like in the middle of October. They have the opening members tournament, and then the closing is middle of May. That's have employees day. The caddies and other employees get to play the golf course, but it's closed for the summer. In part, it does get really hot and humid down here.
Yeah.
And believe me, everybody who's a member at Augusta National is a member of a lot of other places too. So they've got other places to play golf.
Oh yeah, I wasn't worried about them. Yeah.
This course, I mean, it's amazing. One of the first things that strikes you when you walk on this golf course, the first thing that strikes you is how hilly it is. But the second thing is it looks like nobody has ever hit a golf shot on this golf course. It is just so, so immaculately maintained.
Yes, it is. It gets inside you. You know, you're just, the golf course just gets inside you. And you just, it's a wonderful, wonderful feeling to be there. And, you know, it's an honor to be able to be there. So Michael Kim, professional player, Augusta National. He's playing in the Masters. He writes, looks like Augusta Diaries will continue for two more days. Super proud of where I, of how I played today. I hit the ball so solid all day, didn't miss many putts. 2-3-putt sting, speed wasn't perfect, but grinded out another 71 in really tough conditions. He's fun because he does do these diaries and he shares it with everybody.
Yeah, and it was really tough conditions yesterday. It was, you know, the winds were gusting to over 20 miles an hour. And you know, part of the genius of this golf course is if you hit your targets, the course rewards great shots. You know, the ball will funnel towards the hole. But you don't have to miss your target by very much for the ball to funnel in the opposite direction. You missed your target by a yard,
And
it is very penalizing. But he's offering some amusing and accurate insights into it. And, you know, we're seeing that more and more. And it's interesting to see, too, that Augusta National as a club has embraced social media in a very aggressive way. They're doing a ton of stuff on their own on social media all this week.
Well, that golf course, and I don't know this for a fact, I just ran across this. 100 years ago, a hurricane came through Augusta, Georgia, and without that storm, Augusta National likely wouldn't exist.
Yeah. Well, it used to be a nursery here, that's for sure. And, you know, it's amazing. They had a hurricane come through here last September, Hurricane Helene. And the repair work that they've done is just absolutely spectacular. You can see that the trees are thinner in certain areas, but as with everything here, the repair work they did, everything looks like it's been there forever.
Wow!
You can't tell that any trees fell down.
Yeah, classy, very very classy, no doubt about it. Okay, let's get into Rory McIlroy just a little bit. This really irked me. He goes, on talking with the media, every other athlete, whether it be the NBA, NFL, they're obligated to speak to you guys after a game. We're not. What's up with that?
Well, I mean, he's right about that, which is, and the difference is all those other, the team sports all have, they have unions, they have players associations. And they have rules that they have to talk to the media. Professional golfers are independent contractors, and they can pretty much do whatever they want. They're supposed to come in, but on after the first round, when he finished, he double bogeyed 15, double bogeyed 17. Rory chose not to talk to the media. Yesterday, he shot 66, and he chose to talk to the media. He was in a little bit better mood after shooting 66. You know, it's not the first. Colin Morikawa got into trouble over this a few weeks ago of blowing off the media. It happens, and it's harder for us. It used to be in the old days, you had locker room access, I once interviewed here Lee Trevino in the parking lot. You know, you could, but we don't quite have that same contact with the players to get them on their own. That if they decide not to come to the interview room, you're not going to get anything from them.
Yeah. No. It was just. I'm so glad that you explained that because otherwise it sounds so hoity-toity. You know, like, oh yeah, we don't have to talk to you. Everybody else does, but we don't have.
Yeah.
If you don't talk about something, you know, if you don't have press coverage, nothing happened. It didn't exist.
You know, I totally agree with that. I think it's their responsibility. And one of the things, back when Ty Votaw was commissioner of the LPGA, he would have me come to rookie orientation and talk to the players about what the media expects from them. And one of the points that I'd make is, you know, when you shoot a bad round, you're not going to want to talk to the media. But it's better to take 2 minutes to talk today and spend 20 minutes tomorrow explaining why you didn't talk yesterday, you know?
Yes.
And that's what happens because when somebody blows off the media and then they show up in the interview room the next day or 2 days later, the first five questions are going to be, hey, dude, where were you yesterday? You
know, so yeah.
And we, you know, as writers, we don't need that much. Give us two sentences. That's all we need. You know, just give us something to put in our story. Our readers want to know that we tried to get a hold of you and talk to you. So, you know, they don't have to give us that much, but I certainly understand what it feels like to walk off the course disappointed. At Evian 1 year, Danielle, Julie Inkster three-putted 17 or 18, lost the tournament by one stroke. I was like the only American there. It's in, you know, it's in the French Alps right on Lake Geneva. And I'm walking over towards Julie, and I get about 15 feet away from her, and she points at me and she says, "Ron, give me 10 minutes." And she went off, and she composed herself. Then she came back and gave me everything I needed. But that's the way, you know, sometimes you just need time to cool down.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, if they're not writing about you and your name's not in the press, they'd be upset about that, too, ultimately. You know, it's...
Well, there was a few years ago, Patrick Harrington, an Irishman, won the... he was Player of the Year, and he was at the Golf Writers' Dinner, the recession had just started. And Harrington says to all the writers out there, I know you guys are going through hard times. You're having layoffs at newspapers now. He says, "I just want to thank you. You've made us rich."
Wow.
And he got it. He got it. It's the public relations. It's the, you know, the PR, the exposure they get from the media that makes those endorsement deals valuable to them. You know?
Yes. So, yes.
And he got it. So.
So that's, you know, and that's why, you know, Rory was like, I'm thinking, gosh, guy, you know, you want to have a relationship with the people who adore you and love watching you. And I thought you were a really cool guy because probably the best putt of the Masters was his daughter.
Yeah.
I mean,
I will have to say Rory get after his double bogey finish on in the first round.
Yeah.
His back nine yesterday was enormously entertaining. I mean, you know, he birdied 10 and 11, which are two of the hardest holes on the golf course. Then on 13, he goes par five. He goes to the green and two off the pine straw. And you're like thinking, uh-oh, here it comes, you know. And he knocks it on the green to 9 feet and makes eagle. You know.
Wow.
And on 14, he drives it deep into the pine straw on 14. He gets in there and he goes for the, I mean, I'm just thinking, punch it out. And nope, he went for the green and knocked it on the green. He's a hugely entertaining person to watch.
Well, did you get, I mean, I was just so... just so for folks who are listening, Poppy, was she about four going on five, something like that? Rory McIlroy's daughter. It's the par three contest. And she, her father and another gentleman, I don't know who it was. They're, and it's big green. Hole is way far away. You know, you could stretch Poppy out 10 times and then you'd get to the hole. And she just touches the ball, and it rolls and rolls and rolls, and then it goes around the little loop that it had to go. I mean, it was like, and plop, right into the hole. I'm like, wow!
That par three contest is one of the really great traditions here, and over the years, it's become more and more relaxed and more involves the families, you know, and
good.
The kids, and,
yeah.
And it is just, it's a hoot. It's a wonderful, wonderful bit.
Yeah, yeah. What do you do when you're at the par three contest? Do you just watch everything?
Yeah. You know, I used to love when it was still when Palmer, Nicklaus, and Player would play together out there, and it would be funny because they'd just be busting on each other the whole time, you know, and just trying to make each other laugh. And, it was a lot of fun to watch.
Yes.
Those... Gary still plays, you know, and Gary's going to play like forever.
He's not going anywhere. He's having too much of a good time. All right. So today, what do you see? I'm looking at the leaderboard, and what's your feeling? I know you've kind of said, well, wait, before we go there, Justin Rose is in the lead. Justin Rose. I'm so excited.
Yeah, he's been piecing it together with a fantastic wedge game and putter. He had 25 putts the first day when he shot 65, and then 27 putts yesterday. He missed eight greens yesterday, but five times he made up and downs to save par. He's just grinding away out there. And it'll be interesting to see how he holds up on the weekend. He's 44 years old. He would be the oldest first-time winner of a Masters ever. And you look at that leaderboard: Rose, DeChambeau, McIlroy, Scheffler, Hatton, Shane Lowry.
Yeah.
There's a lot of talent on that leaderboard. We're set up for a very good weekend.
Yes, it's going to be fabulous. And Colin Morikawa, how's he doing? How's he holding up under the I don't want to talk to anybody thing?
Yeah, he's the great example of how you put yourself in a bad corner when you behave badly that way. He's had to do a lot of explaining about it, but he shot even par the first day, bounced back yesterday with a 69, and so at 3 under, he's what's that put him 5 strokes off the lead. He'd have to put something that begins with a 6 today, and he might get back in the mix.
Yeah, well, it's great to see these names. So many names that we have. Daniel Berger. And when was the last time that name used to be mentioned so many? Max Homa, Jordan Spieth, Tommy Fleetwood, Xander Schauffele, Bubba Watson, Harris English. Those guys have great sense of humor. I think part of what was fun about the old days of golf was the sense of humor the guys had. And as you said, trying to get each other to laugh, and just in this engagement that you get to watch and you see this fabulous golf being played. And it's when you laugh, you get the tension out. Laughter is such great medicine. I think they should incorporate it more in the young game.
Well, Max Homa is a hugely entertaining, very, very bright guy, and he's just sort of, his game has fallen off a cliff for about the last half year.
Uh-huh.
And it's can't figure out exactly what's going on with him. I know that he used to be very, very, very active on Twitter, and he would engage with his followers, and he stopped doing that because he sort of has decided that had become too much of a distraction to him.
But mm-hmm.
He's somebody I'd really like to see him get back to playing on form, because he's good for the game. There's no question about it. Smart and funny.
Awesome. Oh, Ron Cyrak, always fun talking with you. Ron Cyrak is an award-winning writer, PGA of America Lifetime Achievement in Journalism Award recipient, LPGA Media Excellence Award, Golf Channel contributor, and author. And one of the sets you might want to, get a hold of right away, Vision 54 Trilogy with Lynn Marriott and Pia Nilsson. And one of the books is called Play Your Best Golf Now. Thanks so much for taking the time out of your Saturday at Augusta. Thank you for calling in. It's so awesome talking with you.
Always a pleasure, Danielle. Talk to you down the road.
Thanks. Aloha. We're going to come back and we're going to have in the clubhouse Diana DeLucia. She is CEO and editor of Golf Kitchen. It's a beautiful magazine. Just touching the pages, the feel of the paper. It's wonderful. There are recipes inside. There are interviews with some of the top chefs in the world of golf. Yeah, because, of course, there's always a kitchen at a golf course with a clubhouse. We'll be back with her right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
PGA Junior League is a fun team golf experience for kids that the entire family can enjoy.
Boys and girls learn the game from PGA and LPGA professionals and have a great time with friends.
Find your team and get ready for a fun and exciting PGA Junior League season.
I want to see you out playing in your jersey and having fun. Visit PGAJuniorLeague.com.
Hey there, have you noticed spring has sprung? So make your life easier with our riding mower sale at Aloha Power Equipment. Whether you're a homeowner or a supersized landscaper, in other words, the area that you're landscaping is supersized, we've got the riding mower of your dreams waiting for you. And don't forget the accessories. From mowing to mulching and bagging, we make yard work easy. Mow it, blow it, bag it. Done, it's out in your back. I'll always say that because we take it for granted. Remember, it's still fire season, so protect your property with the best tools around. Want to keep that the shrubs down, the grass down. And if you live on a neighbor island and you're listening and you're going, oh, No worries. We ship off island just for you. And there are new shipments rolling in daily with new stuff. And tell them Danielle sent you.
Hey, Mark Rolfing here. The First Tee Hawaii is a nonprofit organization that helps kids build character, confidence, and life skills through golf. And we need volunteers like you to coach our next generation of golfers. No matter your skill level, our free coach training gives you tools to mentor kids. We have locations on all the islands, and enrollment is open now for our Level 1 coach certification. Call 808-500-1515.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore has reopened to rave reviews. Come play our newly renovated greens. Bring the family. Invite some friends. When you stand on that tee box, see that view, you'll know why Poipu Bay makes any day special. Come, join the aloha at Poipu Bay, where golf is played. Call 808-742-8711. Your tee time is waiting.
Here's the local rule sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
Diana DeLucia, founder, CEO, editor, writer, photographer, journalist, and what a photographer she is. Golf Kitchen Magazine and books. Beautiful books. Great magazine. Welcome into the clubhouse, Diana.
Aloha, Danielle.
Oh, spring edition. The spring has sprung indeed, and you've got the spring edition 2025 at golfkitchen.com. That's where you go, golfkitchen.com. It features Matthew Gilbert, the culinary director at Medina Country Club, of course, in Medina, Illinois. And Matthew takes us on an international journey through music, spirituality, food, and wine. And as Diana, you said, a must read for all golfers and foodies and culinarians.
Yeah, that's correct. Like, as you know, I know you've had Matthew on your show, and he's a very interesting fellow, having been such a variety of experiences that have brought him to his interest in the culinary world. And he's making some big changes, and I'm looking forward to working with him more in the future.
What kind of changes?
Well, at Medina, I think it's his sixth season there now, and the team at Medina have, like, just opened up their doors to allowing him to update their equipment. He's always talking about some new piece of equipment that is high-tech or whatever, and he's just, like, always really excited about it. I think I've had 100 conversations with him about whenever he gets something new, he's just, like, over the top.
Is something that'll make the cooking a little bit easier or more intriguing?
I think more things like, for example, they ordered some souvlaki outdoor things that he was super excited about, when most of us would think, okay, whatever. but he just gets really excited about it. And, you know, it's their 100th anniversary celebration in July.
Oh.
And, you know, I'm hoping that everyone at Medina sees the magazine and spreads it around the whole entire event. That would be so fantastic.
Yes, that would be. And you do such a good job. How long you do every quarter, right? You must...
Yeah, we're really on track now. Every quarter, religiously, by the season. It's finally, after all the pandemic drama.
Yeah.
Now things are right on track for the last year and a half, which I think is so good.
So in the beginning, Diana DeLucia did everything herself. Everything. I mean, and now you have a team. Tell us about your writers.
Yeah, I've got some new columnists now with young Hannah Flora from Addison Reserve. She will be writing a regular feature featuring her creativity and artistic flair that she has for food. She's particularly a very talented young woman, and I see a lot of potential with her in the future.
Right. And then Javier Burgos?
Javier was in the first magazine ever 8 years ago.
Wow.
He was a cocktail mixologist at Addison Reserve, and he has really progressed with his mixology career. He's really super excited. He's creating every single edition he's going to create like a really unique veggie cocktail, which would be right up your alley.
Yes.
And some with less alcohol and some with no alcohol.
So nice.
Some will be made with vegetables and topped with truffles and like in this edition.
Wow.
And some will be, you know, he's super unique. It's like, it's really amazing how far he's come. He's just like obsessed with mixology.
That's wonderful. I love seeing people take something and run with it and let their passion sort of come through, you know, instead of holding it back. Sometimes it doesn't work the first time, but, you know, you just keep working on it. And pretty soon, you know, you start trusting what's coming out. It's a wonderful thing to watch. You're very lucky. How about Anita Draycott?
Anita's a lovely writer she's a travel writer from Canada. Oh. I do believe she's down in Mexico at the moment, but she's always gallivanting around the world somewhere. And she's written a piece with a UK company, travel company, Bravo Whiskey Golf. It's a really nice story. And Neil Scott Johnson, he's the president of Bravo Whiskey Golf. He actually came over here to the Metropolitan Golf Show vendor event and did a seminar with all the general managers, which went over really well.
That's great. okay, I'm looking at the next thing on my list here, and it's Preakness Hills Country Club. Preakness, like in the heart of the house of Preakness Hills? Wow.
Yes, heart of the house is the kitchen.
Yeah, and you know, I think of the race. I love horses, okay? So when you say Preakness, I'm like, Preakness?
Well, I think it's in that neighborhood. That's the area.
Sure.
The racehorse is from, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. And so this is all headed by Christopher Passaro, the executive chef. Tell us what he's doing.
What a nice guy. He has been there for 20 years now, and he's working on getting his younger team together in the future. So he has his leaders, his succession plan, and he's just got this really supportive membership, president, everything. Like, they really, really care about their staff members to the point where they even pay for them to go to really nice dinners in Manhattan so they can learn about new cuisines and keep up to date with things, which I thought was wonderful.
And smart. You know,
you've
got to get everybody in the middle of where it's all cooking, so to speak. and you learn and you're exposed to more and more things. You're sharper and sharper. That's fantastic. By the way, what is Bravo Whiskey Golf?
That is a Neil Scott Johnson. He has kind of, it's like a luxury travel company for the golf industry.
Oh.
But on the highest level you could possibly get.
Well, I won't be there.
he goes out of his way to try to get the hardest, most difficult places, and he focuses on what you want, not what they want you to do.
Oh, nice. You know, it's not one of those.
So they'll give you a lot of options, you know, and there's a lot of, like, really hard to get places where you have to get a helicopter.
Oh.
You can't drive there.
Wow.
Or anything.
Wow. Now, that must be a little pricey, too, but it sounds exciting.
Yeah, out of my pay range.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. But it's available, and knowing it's there is kind of cool, something to strive for. You know, if you don't dream, you're not, you know, heck. Okay, so the Spring Edition 2025 is already live, and you can go to golfkitchen.com, and you'll see it. It's featuring Matthew Gilbert, the culinary director at Medina Country Club in Medina, Illinois. But what are you working on for the summer?
By the way, we go to print on Monday with this edition, so I guess we'll ship in about 2.5 weeks.
That's the spring edition?
This one with Medina that prints on Monday.
Okay.
And I'm like worried because I forgot about the Easter break.
Oh, Darn.
So hopefully that doesn't affect the timing or anything, but you know what I'm like.
Yes, I do. And she's just, you know, very, very meticulous. And that's a good thing, you know, in your business. It's very important. So, the other thing that you're working, though, on summer intrigues me. A new mini magazine?
Yeah, for the first time, we're going to put an insert inside the magazine. I'm working with a couple of new advertisers and sponsors who are particularly into cocktails, and I suggested, why don't we do insert and you guys team up? And the two companies are Croton Dam Spirits, meaning Croton Dam is that's the water supply.
Okay.
It's affiliated with the New York Library. The whole story behind it is fascinating. It's purely distilled in Italy. And the water is particularly pure.
Wow.
And then we're combining that with Lisa Russell from Mr. Frank's Kitchen, who has all natural spices. I'm addicted to them. I can't use anything else. And we're going to be making 10 different clubs cocktails with a different mixologist from 10 different clubs, and we're shooting it at West Hampton Country Club in May.
You've got a really tough job.
Got to keep going. Got to give the bar guys some, you know, hoo-ha.
But you just get to go from country club to country club. You know, it's like, yes, that's awesome. And how long ago did you start all this? Let's go back, way back.
Let's go back. I mean, you know, I think I've been talking to you for the whole time.
Yes, you have been. I just can't remember. Is it 10 years?
The magazine's in its eighth year.
Okay. This
will be 8.5, this one now. And then we started all of this in 2010, I remember.
Okay, there you go. See? If you're going to dream something, dream big and never give up. Just keep pursuing it. Look for different angles, different ways to get to the end, you know, to the answer. And I think that's what you have done so successfully, Diana. And I'm so proud of you. You know, I mean, what you've accomplished at times when you thought everything was over, you know, you just never stopped. It was... And if not you, Diana, but if you are in a similar situation, just keep trucking. You're not by yourself. People have gone through this and they've come out on top, and you can too. That's the most important thing in life that you need to remember, that you just keep on keeping on. That's all there is to it. You can't give up. It's not going to come easy. Your dreams don't come easy. Goodness knows.
I think one thing that really kept me going, and I'm not sure if you remember this, that on the back of the first edition of the magazine, I listed every single person that was involved in getting to that edition.
Wow.
Over 200 people globally. And I looked at it and I went, oh, you can't give up now, because you've got to honor all those people.
Right on. That's it. Excuse me. I'm sounding very old here. Yeah, and that's the way to go. You know, you find a reason to continue. And I mean, at some point, you know, if you're sinking dollars into it, stop, reevaluate the situation, ask yourself what you're doing that's not making it click. Ask other people to help you figure out why it's not clicking. You know, sometimes you need another, you know, shoulder, another ear. Even if you don't like what you're hearing, it's important to just get from all different sides information. I mean, there were times, Diana, when you probably weren't exactly excited when somebody would talk to you about Golf Kitchen and whether you're going in the right direction.
Oh, you know me, plenty of times. I mean, I can't tell you how many times I've gotten to the point where can't do this anymore, you know, but that lasts me about 24 hours, and then I just get back up and go, okay, if that's not going to work, we've got to go down this road.
Right on.
And
that's
like
it.
You said, you got to just try different things and, you know, try to learn from your mistakes and, you know, just just if you really believe in a vision and you know, we've put 15 years into this and so have so many clubs and chefs, and the time it takes to create one big story, you know, that takes, you know, months and months of back and forth and, you know, editing and recipes and all of that kind of stuff. It's a lot of work.
Yeah, and it's all in Golf Kitchen for us to pick up and read and feel. I'm one of those people who loves the feel of magazine paper. Good stock. And you've got good stock. Nice, great photographs. You're such a terrific photographer. I'm so impressed with you on so many different levels. Diana DeLucia, founder and CEO, editor, writer, photographer, journalist, Golf Kitchen magazine and books, golfkitchen.com. Thanks so much, Diana, for spending some time with me. It's awesome.
Thank you.
Okay. Aloha. Until next time. We're going to come back. We've got one gentleman who just, I was reading what he gets to do and I got jealous. Steve Pike is with us next. My name is Danielle Tucker and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
When Sears opened here more than 60 years ago, who made all their signs? The Honolulu Sign Company, to 1724 Hart Street off Waikamula Road on the other side. They do building marquees, letter signs and lighted signs, parking and tow signs of every kind, OSHA compliant signs, custom signs of all types. Call 847-4047. Licensed and insured Honolulu Sign, serving Hawaii since 1939, where quality and service have not been forgotten. Call 847-4047 now.
Poipu Bay on Kauai, South Shore. Share our home with Need a Gift for That Special Someone? Tired of giving fruit baskets you know are getting recycled? Give a Poipu Bay Golf Gift Certificate. Whether it's a birthday, business, or anniversary, here's the one gift that is always the right size and the perfect date. Just give us a call and it will be waiting for you to pick up or mail to your office. There may even be time to sneak in a 9. Call us for the perfect gift, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay on the Garden Isle.
Hey, Mark Rolfing here. The First Tee Hawaii is a nonprofit organization that helps kids build character, confidence, and life skills through golf. And we need volunteers like you to coach our next generation of golfers. No matter your skill level, our free coach training gives you tools to mentor kids. We have locations on all the islands, and enrollment is open now for our Level 1 Coach Certification. Call 808-500-1515.
You know, right now I'm looking at the sky above downtown Honolulu, and it's blue. It looks really unlike yesterday, quite lovely. But the forecast for today, partly to mostly cloudy, breezy at times, windward and mauka, scattered showers during the day, numerous showers overnight. The leeward side, isolated showers, high 80 to 85, lows 67 to 72, trades 15 to 25 miles per hour through Monday, going down to 10 to 20. And on Hawaii Island, or the Big Island, I like calling it the Big Island. It reminds me of being in high school. Windward, cloudy, scattered showers during the day, then showers at night. Leeward, partly to mostly cloudy, scattered showers during the day, then isolated showers at night. High 81 to 86, low 66 to 71. And the trades about 15 to 25 through Monday, then they'll go down to 10 to 20. Tee times? Let's travel around. Volcano, there's a 924 and a 1048. The Blade Runners are on the course. The Lost Boys are still lost at Poipu. 10:30, 11:10, 11:40, tee times for you. And then we've got Pearl Country Club on Oahu. There's a 9:28 and a 10:10. Hawaii Kai has a 10:18. Turtle Bay has an 11:30, and the Beach Boys are there. No, not the Beach Boys. The Beach Boys, the guys who love the beach, and then they love to play. You know, a lot of surfers play golf. It's really cool. Aroha Hawaiian Country Club has an 11:32. The Swinging Skirts are on the course. And then on the Emerald course on Maui at Wailea, 2 days after aeration, there is a 950 and a 1020. Gold has a 120 and a 150. And the Tadana and Miller groups are at Maui Nui. There's a tea time for you. The latest I've got is 9:36. All right, let's bring him into the clubhouse. His name is Steve Pike. He is the owner and editor, Spike, on Golf and Travel, exploring the worlds of golf and travel for more than 33 years. Spike's Peaks, the Art of Travel, award-winning, defined golf business in the 90s for Golf Week, Golf World, golf shop operators, for the New York Times Magazine, and Golf Digest. Welcome into the clubhouse, Steve.
Hello, Danielle. Always good to be with you.
It's good to have you. And this is really one of the most amazing weeks in golf, isn't it? I mean, the Masters.
It is. It's really the week that kicks off golf in the spring and summer and lets everybody look forward to, hopefully, a nice few months of golf around the country and around the world.
Yeah. And, you know, the only time I was there once, you know, I feel lucky to have been at the Masters once, Augusta National, and it's just magical. You know, it just has this feeling. It just stays inside you. And the seeing the pictures, it's great, but, it you know, there's so much more than the picture. There's so much feeling there. Have you been there frequently?
I've probably been there more times than I can count, to be honest with you. But no, it is a special place, and it never really, once you go through the go up the driveway and all, it really never loses its touch. As most people, first timers and people who've been there a long time will tell you, it's much more hilly than it appears on TV. It's much more wide open when you play it than it appears on TV. I would say for people who want to really get a good perspective of what Augusta National is like, the golf course itself, and who really don't think they'll ever be there, is to watch the women's amateur the week before, which would have been last week now, because there aren't as many crowds, not as many people, and you can see the entire golf course as it's really laid out the way it's meant to be seen, I think, for lack of a better way to put it. When you see it on TV, really what you see is just sidelines. You don't really get to see the scope of it all.
Yeah, absolutely. And then there are all those people. Those people getting in the way of your view, that didn't come
right.
out at all.
Right, and with all those people there, again, it really, they're creating an alley. And once you take those people away, then you really get to see really how the course, in a lot of ways, is larger than life.
Yeah, it is. It is. It's you know, it's magic. That's all there is to it. Bryson DeChambeau seems to be kind of like on the top of the world because he's number two right now on the leaderboard. Scottie Scheffler having some ups and downs, some ups and then some big downs. He's battling his way up from some swing issues. And then I read this. Four-day passes are selling for an average $20,310.
Well, those are resale passes. Those aren't Augusta National prices. Those are the resale prices from places like Ticketmaster and StubHub. Yeah. So yeah, I think they go up anywhere from $17,000 to $27,000. But that sort of tells you the popularity of the event. And when you're talking about the amount of people being there, it really talk to the popularity of the event in terms of people just want to say they've been, because like most major golf tournaments, you don't really get to see a whole lot unless you plant yourself on a tee box or at a green at when the gates open. Otherwise, you're kind of lost in the maze of thousands of people.
Yep. You got to stand on a big, gigantic rock.
Exactly, of which there, believe me, there aren't any. Yeah. Big gigantic rocks don't last very long.
Yeah, this is true. Park bench. Are there any park benches? No, probably not.
No, there are not. But you can bring your own chair.
Bring your own chair. Then you just, now you're looking at all the legs.
Then you're looking at all the legs, and you're looking at, hopefully it's either not pouring down rain and lightning, or it's 90 degrees and no clouds.
Wow. So where are you traveling to right now? I mean, where are you? What are you doing?
Funny you should ask. I'm right now at my home base in Fort Lauderdale. In about 13 days, I'll be going to Ireland for 10 days to see if I can find some golf courses.
Wow. You will, I'm sure. Plus, have a wonderful time. Which, do you have anything in mind? Is there something in Ireland?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Oh, sure. We're going to... We're going to play Port Rush, which will host this year's 2005 Open Championship.
Wow.
We are at Port Stewart.
Oh,
there
right.
There is Green Castle, Ardglass, Jameson Links, which used to be Port Marnock, and probably about five other ones. The only one, I think, for scheduling purposes and all that we will not be able to hit this time is Royal County Down.
Oh, bummer.
Yes, it is in a way, but in another way, you're very fortunate to get to the places you
yes.
can get to.
Yes, no, everything that you just mentioned is, stellar. And so if you can't make it to one, you're going to go back. Listen, I was reading this. As a travel, culinary, and golf writer, Spike has climbed volcanoes in the Canary Islands, swam with the sharks off Guadalupe Island, ascended the Great Wall of China, dived Australia's Great Barrier Reef, teed off in the Austrian Alps, shared single malt scotch with Sir Michael Bonalak at the Royal Ancient... at the Royal and Ancient Golf Club of St. Andrews, Scotland. Oh, my word. Gee, you've had a tough life.
Yeah, I've been very fortunate through the years. It's been very rewarding and very fun, and you kind of, and a bit humbling, too, for a kid from Kansas to be able to experience all of that is quite a thrill.
You grew up in Kansas?
I did, yes.
Very flat. Not a lot, right? I mean, it's not fair. That's sort of what everybody says.
As they say, you can watch your dog run away for 3 days.
I've never heard that. That's cute. Nod, you've got to run with them. Oh, dear. And then listen to this. Spike's golf partners have included Arnold Palmer, Nancy Lopez, rock star Alice Cooper. He's a trip. Baseball legends Joe DiMaggio and George Brett. Singer-songwriter Jimmy Buffett, he's interviewed and profiled the likes of former President Donald Trump. Well, excuse me, he's still President, Danielle. Cross that out. That's when he was the former. This was Tiger Woods, Muhammad Ali, Michael Jordan, Jack Nicklaus, Olympic gold medalist Scott Hamilton. My word, did you get interviews? I mean, did you get, autographs?
No. Because I grew up, I was raised old school journalism.
Uh-huh.
And old school journalists do not get autographs.
No, I understand. That was just
no.
One of my absurd moments. Yes. Uh-huh. No, that's...
No, I don't.
And which the one... Quote? Yes.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Which one of the people that you played golf with took it most seriously?
Took it most seriously.
Yes.
Oh, geez. I don't know if I've ever been asked that before. Buffett took it pretty seriously.
I had a feeling. Yeah.
And I'm trying to think of who else took it seriously. That would be a good question.
Arnold Palmer?
I would say Mr. No.
No, I know.
No, Mr. Palmer didn't take it that seriously. I would say maybe DiMaggio took it very seriously.
Yes.
Because he was a perfectionist.
Yes. And a sportsman,
To
him, it's about winning.
It's about winning, and it's always being about being an American legend and the Yankee Clipper. And whenever you're around him, that's what you saw. You saw people who, when he walked into a room, people would stand up and just applaud, like, wow, you know, a living deity had just walked into the room, and they were right.
Wow. That is cool. I mean, that's interesting. What, you know, but the whole fragile ego at this time of the, you know, what if people don't recognize you because, you know, it's been a while and the youngsters don't know? That would be kind of scary.
Well, I think that when it came to DiMaggio, and this was back in the 80s, I'm sorry, in the 90s, before he passed, he was still, I think the myth and the aura of DiMaggio was so great that everyone knew who he was.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, no doubt about it. Another one, a rock star, Alice Cooper. Did he put his makeup on to play golf?
No.
Okay.
No, and when we played that time, I don't remember, years and years ago at Callaway Events in the desert in Arizona, the makeup wouldn't have lasted very long.
Okay. This is... I'm melting.
I'm sorry, one time in Phoenix and one time in Orlando, I believe.
Phoenix, I'm melting. All right, and the people you've interviewed or profiled, let's go. Yeah, Donald Trump, Tiger Woods, Muhammad Ali, Michael Jordan, Jack Nicklaus, Olympic gold medalist Scott Hamilton. These are all fierce personalities. Which one was the easiest to talk with?
You probably would find this hard to believe, but the easiest one to talk to would have been Trump.
Really? Oh, well, he liked talking, right, about
because
himself.
He liked talking. He liked golf. And he, I think, contrary to maybe what you see on TV, right or wrong, in a one-on-one setting or a setting where he's with a few group of people, he doesn't take himself too seriously.
Oh, marvelous. Yeah. Right, so we don't get to see that person, usually.
No, yeah. No. No. The crazy person that you see on TV is not exactly the crazy person that you see, you know, one-on-one.
Right on. Well, good to know, you know. How about Tiger?
When you get Tiger talking about equipment, he can talk all day. Otherwise, he's very guarded.
Wow.
But he loves to talk about, or at least he did. I think he still does. He loves to talk about equipment and tweaks to this club and that club and that sort of thing. He can talk about that stuff, you know, ad nauseum.
Yeah, yeah. Another person I think would be laid back, much like I expected Arnold Palmer, is Jack Nicklaus. I love that generation of golfer. They just had this camaraderie, it was just wonderful being around them.
Yeah, and Jack is one of these. Jack, I've always said, he's always been very nice to me, but sometimes Jack can be one of those guys who, let me see how I put this. If you ask him what time it is, he can tell you how to build a watch. You know?
Yes.
Jack can be a little bit like that too, but you always want to hang on every word that Jack says because it's always meaningful. I don't think I've ever heard Jack Nicklaus over the years just ramble. I don't think he does that.
No. He's always on point. Now we've got we have three, sports people like Muhammad Ali, Michael Jordan, and Scott Hamilton. So, you know, Muhammad Ali has a fierce... Michael Jordan is kind of fierce when he's on the court.
Right.
Yeah, right. And Scott Hamilton is an ice skater, you know, a gold medalist. So
And a survivor of, I think, cancer two or three times, which makes him even more fierce.
Wow. Really? I didn't know that. Fascinating. Yes. Wow. Well, good for him, being a survivor. What was Muhammad Ali like?
somewhat intimidating when you first meet him because he is the most famous man in the world.
Yes.
And but again, someone who doesn't take himself very seriously. He liked to joke around with you. He liked to joke around with the kids who were around. He was sort of just nothing more. Well, that's not the right way to phrase it. But he was a big kid himself.
Yeah.
But again, on the other hand, too, he always knew who he was.
Yeah, it's wonderful, you know, when you get to know people who are the most famous person in the world, depending on who you like the most, you know. I mean, you know, this whole list is truly amazing. But when you get to meet them, they're just like, you know, it's like meeting Jack on the golf course or Arnold Palmer. They're just, you know, hi, you know, real.
It's interesting, and I won't name the famous person who told me this, but someone asked him one time, you know, do you ever kind of go against the adage of never meet your heroes? Never, you know, because they might not turn out to be who you think they are.
Right.
And his response, and I have to see if I can paraphrase it correctly, is that I've been around long enough to basically know the backgrounds of what these people are like through others, so nothing really surprises me.
Yes.
So whether they're good people, nice people, I already know that going in. And if they're not, I already know that going in.
Right on. Yeah, so you're ready for anything.
Sometimes if you sort of keep setting the bar low, then you're never disappointed.
There you go. I like it. So in the world of golf and equipment, I was thinking, you know, Tiger Woods, Roger Cleveland is going back to Cleveland Golf.
As he should.
Yeah.
Yeah. I first met Roger Cleveland probably in 1990 when he was out in Huntington Beach in Southern California at Cleveland Golf. He went to Callaway Golf at a time when Ely Callaway, the founder of Callaway Golf, was in a way collecting people. He went and kind of cherry picked executives from different companies, major companies and smaller companies like Roger Poe from Lynx. He eventually took Chuck Yash, who was at Top Flight and Spalding, over to Callaway at one time. So Ely, who was very good at it and was sort of a Pied Piper, and really as the company was reaching its pinnacle, he took the best and the brightest, which is the way it should be.
Well, I think it's wonderful that he said, we're absolutely thrilled to welcome Roger back to the family. His deep-rooted history with our brand makes this not just a homecoming, but a special moment to be able to rejoin forces with one of the most iconic names in golf.
And it really validates the Cleveland brand again, which was sort of getting lost in the in the Strixon family of golf products. So having Roger back, although Cleveland continued to make good product, again, it validates it. And if they want Roger to work again on the equipment side and on the design side, once again, you're going to create more visibility because they are Roger Cleveland created product.
Exactly. And their titular figurehead is back. That's really important.
It is at a time when personalities in a lot of ways are if they don't sell product, they certainly validate product.
Right, exactly. KORL, Waianae, Honolulu. Is there a new beverage that's been introduced at Trump Doral that you were talking about?
Yeah, I thought there was going to be, and I don't think there was.
Oh.
If there was, I didn't see it.
Okay. Well, you would have.
And it was going to be somewhere around the Live Golf event.
Yeah.
And to be honest with you, I forgot all about looking for it, and to my knowledge, nothing was introduced.
Yeah, they would have.
That'll give me something to do this weekend.
And by the way, I think my favorite photo on your Twitter account is the Outer Banks. Wow, that's really something. Thank you.
Oh, yeah, the Outer Banks is one of my favorite places. Places like Nag's Head.
Yeah.
The wild horses on Caretaker Island.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, it's a great place. It's a great place to play golf.
Right on. Well, and so good. It's so much information. So much, you know, I didn't know about. So many people you've met. So many places you've been. What a life! It's fantastic, Steve Pike.
Well, we're going to put out a book probably sometime. Later on this fall, and I'll make sure to keep you informed about that.
Oh, yeah, then you'll be on the show again. Fantastic.
Okay.
This is Steve Pike.
I look forward to it.
Thank you. Owner, editor, Spike on Golf and Travel, exploring the worlds of golf and travel. And more than 33 years, he's been on the road. Spike's Peaks, The Art of Travel. That's one of his. Isn't that your book? Oh, he's gone already. Oh, he's left me. Well, we're going to come back. Gary Williams is going to be in the clubhouse right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
I'm Colin Morikawa, 2020 PGA Champion. In every golf journey, some goals can feel like an uphill climb, even intimidating, especially if you're on your own. But in the game of golf, helping hands are all around us. Whether you dream of a championship or you're just trying to make golf your thing, PGA coaches have industry-leading knowledge, guidance, and support to help you take the next step. Just like my PGA coach, Rick Sessinghouse, has always done for me. Wherever your golf journey is headed, a PGA coach can get you there. Find your PGA coach at pga.com/coach.
Oh, it's sunny, and there's some dark clouds up there, and then there's the blue sky. Interesting combination. But hey there, spring has sprung, so make your life easier. Our riding mower sale. I just want to have one, you know. We have no place to mow anything, but they look like so much fun. At Aloha Power Equipment, whether you're a homeowner or a supersized landscaper, we've got the riding mower of your dreams waiting for you. Go down and check it out. Don't forget the accessories from mowing to mulching and bagging. It makes yard work so much easier. Remember, it's still fire season. And the way the sun is hot, it's going to keep the grass brittle. So we need to just make sure that we protect our property with the best tools around. And if you live on a neighbor island, no worries. We ship off island just for you. New shipments rolling in daily. And tell them Danielle sent you. That's Aloha Power.
If you want more consistency and more distance in your golf swing, schedule a session with Coach Claude Brousseau, PGA Master and Director of Player Development at the Wailea Golf Academy. He's ranked number one teacher in Hawaii by Golf Digest since 2019 and three-time PGA Teacher of the Year. Claude will simplify your game and make you better. Scratch golfer or just beginning, call Claude at 808-856-9458 or by email, claudeforbestgolf@gmail.com. That's 808-856-9458 and have more fun playing golf. When Sears opened here more than 60 years ago, who made all their signs? The Honolulu Sign Company, to 1724 Hart Street off Waikamula Road on the other side. They do building marquees, letter signs and lighted signs, parking and tow signs of every kind, OSHA compliant signs, custom signs of all types. Call 847-4047. Licensed and insured Honolulu Sign, serving Hawaii since 1939, where quality and service have not been forgotten. Call 847-4047 now.
The golf club tip number 81. Don't throw your bag in the pond. You'll want your car keys and wallet when driving home. Now, back to the golf club with Danielle Tucker.
You know, I never really thought about this, but Tiger Woods won Player of the Year 11 times. 11 times, 4 times in a row. You know, it's just incredible what he did, what he accomplished, and what he still wants to accomplish. It's really quite marvelous. We're hoping to get Gary Williams back. He's, you know, former teaching professional at Ridgewood Golf Course, executive at Fortune 500 company, part-time radio show host, a full-time morning drive radio sports program, play-by-play for ESPN and the Carolina Panthers television network, and host of Five Clubs Golf on YouTube. And he's got a podcast. But, you know, you probably know him best for Morning Drive, his work on Golf Channel. And he's back, the first morning golf talk show on television with fabulous guests. And we're hoping that he'll be able to call in. He may be, maybe he's at Augusta and he's just having such a good time that he's completely forgotten, which I would not be surprised. You know, there are times when you just get enthralled, or people say, come over here, we need to have a conversation, and then you don't get to do what you were going to do. So I'm going to, as I wait, I don't want to start something and then have to stop. So I just wanted to do the tee times for you again to let you know where the Beach Boys are out playing golf. The Beach Boys, may you all hit the sweet spot every time. There's an 11:30, and that's at Turtle Bay. Turtle Bay is spectacular. If you haven't played there yet, it's really... Don't take yourself too seriously if you're not a really great player. There are places where it's really challenging, but it's such a beautiful walk. You know, that's what golf is, a beautiful walk spoiled. It's a really beautiful walk, and just have a good time. Makalei has a 1021. The Blade Runners are, I love to talk to these people, how they came up with their name and why. You know, and there's the Lost Boys. I think I've mentioned them more than once. They're playing over at Poipu on Kauai. There's an 1140. That's another spectacular golf course. It's really beautiful if you're on Kauai. Go check them out. Just go have lunch. Look at the place before you decide to commit. 10:30, there's a Kauai Lagoons opening. And let's see, Pearl Country Club has a 928 and a 1010. And we have a 1018 at Hawaii Kai. And another gorgeous, all of our golf courses are beautiful. Each one has its own unique being. And it's so wonderful walking along because you just kind of sense it. 11:30 at Turtle Bay, where the Beach Boys are. Then there's the Swinging Skirts, 11:32 at Royal Hawaiian Country Club. That's kind of tucked up against the mountain, but you get these fabulous ocean views. You're just not dealing with the ocean. Which, you know, has its benefits. Eva Beach Golf Course has a 1048. Bayview has an 1140. Have you figured out that I'm not a great golfer? I'm not a great golfer. I just love the game, you know. And that's why when I go, I make sure that I don't go with somebody who's, like, really into making sure that everything is done perfectly right. Because I'm really there to enjoy the surroundings. And when I hit the ball and it comes flush off the, it's just such a wonderful feeling. It doesn't happen maybe three times in the round, but that's fine. You know, it's getting outdoors. That's so important. And it's a nice outdoors to be in because it's all like manicured. On the gold course at Wailea, there's a 120, a 150. And you'll want to get out on the golf course. The Wailea, everybody is wonderful. And then on the Emerald course, it is the second day after aeration, but then you cannot beat yourself up so much. 950 and a 1020. And we've got on the blue course an 1110 and an 1150. We're going to take a commercial break, and hopefully we can get in touch with Gary Williams after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
PGA Junior League is a fun team golf experience for kids that the entire family can enjoy.
Boys and girls learn the game from PGA and LPGA professionals and have a great time with friends.
Find your team and get ready for a fun and exciting PGA Junior League season.
I want to see you out playing in your jersey and having fun. Visit PGAJuniorLeague.com.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore has reopened to rave reviews. Come play our newly renovated greens. Bring the family, invite some friends. When you stand on that tee box, see that view, you'll know why Hoipu Bay makes any day special. Come, join the aloha at Hoipu Bay, where golf is played. Call 808-742-8711. Your tee time is waiting.
I'm 9 now, but when I was 8, I'd do things I wasn't supposed to.
You don't talk when people are putting.
Always repair the ball mark.
You keep your own score, so you have to know how to act.
And you gotta tell the truth.
Put a golf club in kids' hands and watch them grow.
If you do certain things that you're not supposed to, you get a shot added to your score. You don't want to do those things.
The First Tee teaches kids values that will impact their communities and the rest of their lives.
If it wasn't for golf, I'd be like my friends, a couch potato.
Visit thefirsttee.org to learn more.
When Sears opened here more than 60 years ago, who made all their signs? The Honolulu Sign Company, to 1724 Hart Street off Waikamula Road on the other side. They do building marquees, letter signs and lighted signs, parking and tow signs of every kind, OSHA compliant signs, custom signs of all types. Call 847-4047. Licensed and insured Honolulu Sign, serving Hawaii since 1939, where quality and service have not been forgotten. Call 847-4047 now.
Off a tree, hit a rock, and bounce next to the pin. That's my kind of golf. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
All right, Freddie Couples eagled the number 14. You know, I mean, just when you think you won't ever be able to play the game again. No, Freddie Couples is so wonderful. He can play it for the rest of his life. That's the beauty of golf, too. You can play it for your entire life. It doesn't matter. You know, you just have different expectations. Another one who is Brooks Koepka, an ace. I'm just thrilled that Fred Couples and Brooks Koepka's name is out there. You know, it's really awesome. And then seeing Poppy McIlroy make that long putt on number 9, that was truly spectacular. Now, Gary Williams must be just in the midst of a whole bunch of stuff, but what we have is one of the top authorities in teaching the game of golf to people. And Oliver Oliquiano is gracious to be here with us for the last few minutes of the show. Oliver, welcome into the clubhouse.
Good morning, Danielle.
Good morning.
Always a pleasure to be here.
Thank you. And I've been talking about how, you know, getting on the golf course, that you don't have to be fantastic at the game. Be kind to yourself, and it makes so much sense to get out in the wonderful air that we have and, you know, take a walk and just enjoy yourself on the golf course and don't be embarrassed. You know, everybody goes through this sort of thing. And before you answer that, I just wanted to finish this up. I was so enraptured with a young lady, Poppy. At Augusta National with her dad, Rory McIlroy. She touched the ball with her putter. Everything was lined up, you know. She did it. And it rolled right into the hole. It was like, and it was slow. It was like this wonderful slow roll. You know, I think sometimes we take putting, and we think we got to hit that ball, get it in the hole. How do you finesse a golf ball?
You know, I think one of the things we have to realize, if you watch that video, you know, it's one of those things, and you mentioned earlier, and golf is one of those games that you really got to take your time and really just enjoy it. I tell people all the time that golf is, it's not a sprint, it's a marathon. And there's a journey to learning how to play golf, and really just to enjoy the journey is incredible, because you'll make a lot more misses than makes when it comes to either putting or hitting the ball perfectly on the sweet spot. But that's what gets us coming back all the time, right? That's what makes this game so incredible. It's hard enough that you're watching some of the best players in the world play at the Masters, trying to perfect their swings, and yet you still see the professionals make mistakes, right? You saw one of the players hit a four caddy, or you see some of them go in the water, you see some of them shank it. It's yes. a tough game, but you just have to enjoy it. And I appreciate watching the Masters because you see some of the flaws that come out in such nervous times. But it's a game that you have to learn how to just relax, enjoy, and just take it all in. Because I don't think there's a more wonderful game out there. You get to be on a course, outdoors, enjoying some sunshine, enjoying fresh air, and playing this game.
Yeah, and what's truly incredible about it is you're either in a twosome or a foursome. And it's like a little party. And
it is.
You know, yeah, and it is. It's like a little party, and someone hits it really good, and you're like, wow, and everybody, and then somebody doesn't hit it, go, oh, no worries, let's do it the next time. You know, it's just like there's a camaraderie that develops between people that creates friendships that are like bonded friendships. Yeah, it's like being lost in the forest and you've survived.
Yeah, and I'm telling you that it's wonderful. I get my students all the time telling me that, oh, yeah, I got paired up with this Japanese couple that speaks very little English, but they found out that golf is a universal language.
Oh.
Right? It's wonderful to see that there's a connection between people from different countries that can appreciate playing the game. They may be with little words, and maybe all they can say is, hey, great shot or nice shot, but they can appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So that's what I'm saying. You can enjoy company that may not necessarily speak your language, but golf is universal.
Yeah.
Everyone knows and can appreciate when you hit a great shot. They can also laugh when you hit a bad shot, and you should be able to laugh yourself when you chunk it or you flub it or you shank it. Just laugh.
Yes.
I tell that to my daughter all the time.
Yes, it gets all the stress out of you. Laughing is such, it completely switches your sense of everything. I was curious, just the thought came to me, what is your favorite part of the game to teach?
It's always chipping and putting. It's chipping and putting. I mean, the ultimate end goal is to put the ball in the hole. And it's so rewarding when you see the little ones. I mean, I teach a lot of little kids. When they put that ball into the hole, it doesn't matter if they're, 10 inches or 10 feet or 10 yards away. They love seeing that ball go in the hole.
Mm-hmm.
And it's exciting to them because they're just elated. So, I mean, you can imagine the feeling's the same when you're an adult, when you get to sink that 10-footer. You're like, yeah, I finally accomplished something.
Yes.
It's a difficult game.
Yeah, it is.
So I'd say chipping and putting are my favorite, and I always revert to that when I have my classes because it's critical and it's important for people to understand how important it is and how quickly the scores can add up if you don't master that part of your game.
Exactly. I mean, I imagined that most people who come in, or I shouldn't say most people, that there would be a significant segment of the population that would want to learn from you how to smash a ball with a driver.
Yeah, there are. And most of those are guys. It's just, it's a male-dominant game that want to just smash it out there and outdrive their buddies. I love watching women play because they don't have the desire to smash it. They just want to keep it in play.
Oh, yeah.
They just want to keep it down the middle. And that's where I see a lot of the ladies, get their scores down faster because they don't have this ego of, I want to hit it further than my other lady partner. They just want to keep it in play and get the scores low.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Yeah, and where is your studio, your place to teach? We've never talked about that.
I'm over at Hawaii Prince Golf Club. We've got a teaching area over there on the driving range, which I run and operate. On the right side, you'll see a trailer that says Island Pacific Golf Academy, and at any given time, there are instructors there. I've got seven instructors that work for us at Island Pacific Golf Academy, all talented. Majority of them, five of them, are PGA professionals and or apprentices.
So, wow. A lot of knowledge there.
Really good staff.
A lot of knowledge.
Good team.
What is the number? Yeah. What's the phone number? How do we reach out to see if there's one available?
You can reach me on my cell, 808-393-3873, or the best way to reach me is through the website. It's islandpacificgolf.com.
Islandpacificgolf.com. Okay, everybody, got that? Islandpacificgolf.com. Do you see how calm Oliver is? You know, imagine being taught this game with someone as calm as Oliver Oliquiano. You said your phone number so fast, I didn't get all the numbers, but let it go. Islandpacificgolf.com. And then just leave a message saying, hello, help, I need help.
There's a link. I've got a little link at the top that says just contact us. And you can see the bios of all the various instructors that we have. Again, all lots of talent, probably over 50 years plus of instructional talent at our academy. So I'm really proud of every one of our instructors, they are all very capable of teaching.
Right on. That's awesome. That's nice to have a family. You know, a family of people together, like not necessarily related, but and teaching. Yeah, you know, and the wonderful thing, too, about this game is that you can play it your entire life. I mean, you can start at 2 and you can end at 98 as long as your body wants to continue. Fred Couples eagled number 14. You know, Freddie Couples. Isn't that wonderful? Yes.
Yeah, and he is. This is beautiful, soft, nice, easy tempo swing. And I idolize him. He's a great player.
He is, absolutely. Well, you came to my rescue. I would have been a terrible bore if you hadn't jumped in and said, sure, I'll join you for the close of the show. Thank you so much.
Anytime.
Thank you very much, anytime. Oliver. And we'll figure out a good date for you, and you just let me know when that is so I can put you on the calendar. I love talking with you. Thank you very much.
Likewise. Thanks, Danielle. Have a great weekend.
You too. Aloha. Oh, we're going to thank the people who make this show possible, because without Aloha Power's spring riding mower sale, I wouldn't be able to do the show. We have specials in every size. Whack it, bag it, done. I mean, really, you know, it's and let the equipment do the job. Riding mowers from landscapers to homeowner-sized, little things that you can get around the backyard and get it all taken care of, make it all look pretty because you're going to have a party and everybody's going to want to go outside. You want them? Hey, we've got them today. Get yours at Aloha Power Equipment. Open Monday through Saturday at Iwile next to the Costco gas station. Also in Waipahu. I love doing this part because you're on Farrington Highway. And Aloha Power Equipment's on the other side. Now, there's a fence in that you got to do U-turn. So if you're going Everbound, heading towards Waianae, you're going to go past, you see the sign, Aloha Power Equipment? Yeah, you go past because you can't just make a left and then go in because there's a fence along the road. So you go straight and you make a U-turn and there's Aloha Power Equipment. And right at Iwile, you can't help but see them if you're going to go to Costco. They're right there. And the Aloha section, PGA, teach your children to play golf. It is the gift that lasts forever. And boy, the relationships with people in business that they can experience. Somebody says, hey, we're going to go out and play golf. The whole team is going. Well, I want to be on the team, so I better know a little bit about this game. Certainly. All right, so that's the Aloha section, PGA. Teach your children to play golf. It's the gift that lasts forever. For self, health, and friendship, go golf. And the Honolulu Sign Company. Without them, no one can find you if there's no sign. Branding banks, shopping centers, businesses, hotels since 1939. They know their business. And people can't find you without a sign. Thank you for your mana. May you hit the sweet spot every time. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club radio show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2025.